Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our rep.
Thanks for being connected with eBay customer support. How are we doing today?
Hello, I'm okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
how can I help you, sir?
It said that I ordered something for $200.
It's $299 for the iTunes gift card.
Yeah, I didn't order anything off eBay.
Okay, so you did not place that order for iTunes gift card?
No, I did not.
So if you did not place this order for iTunes gift card, sir, then must be this is a fraud order which has been placed to your eBay account.
eBay account? I don't even think I have an eBay account.
Okay,
I don't remember.
Okay, oh, your number is 04327-28213.
Yes, that's my number.
Yeah, so through this number it is showing the purchase has been made for the iTunes gift card for $299 from eBay account. And if you are telling me that you are not using that eBay account, and you, like you don't know you have this eBay account or not, and you did not place that order, then maybe this is a fraud order which has been placed to your site. Like someone is using your personal information to create this fake eBay account, and through that fake eBay account, they are placing this kind of fraud orders. Right?
Okay.
Can you just do confirm me one thing, sir? Like, apart from you, anyone else use this cell phone?
Yes. I got it from one of my uncles. He gave me this phone.
So, maybe your uncle's account is that eBay?
Maybe, but wouldn't the number be different, though, the cell number?
No, the number it is showing is 04327-28213. Through this number, it is the purchase has been made for the eBay.
Okay. Can't you just cancel the purchase? Cause
yeah, we can help you out to cancel it. And one thing, sir, can you confirm me? Like, you do online activities with this cell phone, with this mobile phone?
No, I haven't. I just got this phone a few days ago, so I haven't done anything on this phone.
No. Like, you do online activities with this mobile phone. Like, you go online?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So, that is the thing. You need to understand one thing. Like, whenever you go online and surfing your internet or visit any kind of websites, at that point of time, there are lots of unwanted ads or links comes up on your screen. Right.
Okay.
So, maybe by mistake from your side, you have clicked on that unwanted ads or links. So that's why your information gets compromised by those unknown people, and through that they are placing this kind of fraud orders. So what we need to do, we need to simply cancel that fraud order for iTunes gift card, and we need to cancel that charge also for $299 which has been made from your side. So after cancelling each and everything, nothing will going to be debited from your side.
Okay.
Yeah, so right at the moment, I do believe you are speaking to me with your mobile phone, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do, sir, I'm going to simply help you up to generate a cancellation ID. So through that cancellation ID, we are going to help you up to cancel that fraud order and block those charge which has been made for this order.
Yes.
Okay. So do one thing, can you just put me on speaker with your mobile phone, with your cell phone?
Yes.
And you are using an Android phone or it's an Apple iPhone?
Apple.
So with your Apple iPhone, you know how to open up your App Store?
Yeah.
Open up your App Store.
No, there's some thing that I ordered something online. I want to cancel it. Yeah, I opened the App Store.
Yeah. In the App Store, look at the right-hand side, bottom-down corner. Can you see there is a magnifying glass? Search.
Just hold on. Bottom magnifying glass, yeah?
Yeah, right hand side, bottom down corner, you can see the magnifying glass, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, tap on that magnifying glass, press on it.
Yeah.
And after giving a tap on that magnifying glass, sir, look at the top. Can you see there is a search bar where you can type anything?
Yeah.
Yeah. So in that search bar, type in over there, all in lower cases, type eBay.
Yeah.
Should I spell it out for you?
No, I got it. eBay. Yeah.
Yeah. eBay, then leave a space.
Yeah.
Then type over there, AnyDesk, AnyDesk. eBay, AnyDesk.
Yeah. AnyDesk, remote desktop, that one.
Yes, you can see anything like eBay, AnyDesk, or AnyDesk remote. And just next to that, can you see the option like gate?
Yeah.
Tap on gate or install whatever you can see.
Okay.
And you need to install it. And now, can you see that installation is completed or is still installing?
I'll tell you now. It's still installing.
Okay. And in the meanwhile, have you got a pen and paper with you?
Get it. Yeah.
Yeah. So now look at the look over there in your cell phone. Can you see the option open?
Hold on.
Installing.
Yeah. No, it's finished.
If you can see open, just press on open.
Yeah. It's there.
You can see open, right?
Yeah.
Press on open.
Yeah, it's open.
Yeah, and after pressing on open, so what you can see?
It's says enter remote address.
No, can you see your address and there is a 9-digit number?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is your one-time cancellation ID number. You can just write it down, this ID number, in a piece of paper.
Okay.
And in the meanwhile, sir, we have to start the cancellation process. So for verification purpose, can you just confirm me that ID number?
7846875.
Sorry, 7846476.
687 525.
Okay, I'm confirming you once again. It's 7846875, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And over there, can you see any lock sign, any security sign?
No.
Okay, no worries. Maybe you cannot see because the cancellation process has not been started yet. So whenever the ID got verified, sir, so we are going to start the cancellation process. So at that point of time, beyond that page, okay, beyond that AnyDesk page, so you will get to see the option comes up like security warning. Whenever you can see option comes up like security warning, what you need to do, you need to go to the bottom. At the bottom, you will get to see there are two options over there. I am aware about this risk and do not show this again. And accept. You need to select that I am aware about this risk, then press on accept, all right? As long as you are cancelling this fraud order, so you need to select that option, I am aware about this risk, and after that, give a press on accept. Alright?
Okay.
Yeah. So now, can you see anything comes up like security warning?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now look at the bottom, scroll down your page. Can you, at the bottom, can you see, I am aware about this risk? Can you see that option?
Yeah.
Select that option. Select that checkmark box. And can you see the option accept in a green color box?
Yes.
Press on accept. And after giving a press on accept, once again, can you see eBay secure server? Can you see?
But yes, sir, if you accept, this person can see everything.
Not that one, sir. You need to select the bottom. At the bottom, can you see I am aware about this risk? You can see that.
Yeah.
And after that, give a press on accept.
But It says if you are on the thing, it says another person would like to access your device.
Yes, because it is showing you the warning because already someone is misusing your personal information by your device. So that's why it is showing you up. So once again, you can see there is an accept option. Can you see the accept?
Yeah.
Press on accept.
Okay.
And now can you see eBay Secure Server? And can you see accept once again? Press on accept.
Yeah.
Press on accept.
Yeah.
And now can you see the option which says start broadcast? Can you see start broadcast?
Yeah.
Press on start broadcast. Give a tap on it. And now just hold on. Don't touch anywhere, okay? In short, you need to see the timer is going on. So whenever you can see the timer is going on, you need to understand we have started the cancellation process at that time. So can you see the timer is going on?
Yep.
Yes. So do one thing. So what you need to do, swipe up your screen from the bottom to top.
Yeah.
Swipe up your screen from the bottom to top. And once again do that, come back to your home screen. Swipe up your screen.
Okay.
Yeah. And you told me you don't have any eBay application in your cell phone, right? So do one thing. Open up your settings. Open up your settings.
Yeah.
And in your settings, sir, you will get to see there is an option over there like display and brightness. Can you see that option, display and brightness?
Yeah.
Yeah. And after giving a click on display and brightness, sir, you will get to see there is an option auto lock. Can you see auto lock?
Yeah.
Press on that. So we are going to start the security, we are going to start the cancellation process. So you will get to see there is an option which says never. Give a press on never.
Yeah.
And now just go back, sir.
Yeah.
And now look at the top once again at the left hand side. You will get to see the left pointing arrow. Give a tap on that left pointing arrow.
Yeah.
And go to the top, sir. Scroll up your page. Go to the top. At the top, you will get to see your name is over there. Can you see that?
Yeah.
You will tap on that name. Tap on your name. And after giving a tap on your name, sir, what you can see? Like you can see your details over there.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me make you understand over here what happens, sir. Like whenever you go online and surfing your internet, at that point of time, those unknown people are sending this kind of unwanted ads or links by your side. So whenever they are trying to send you that unwanted ads or links, maybe by mistake from your side you have clicked on that link. So that's why your information get compromised by those unknown people. All right. And sometimes, I do believe sometimes you do receive some kind of spam emails, like you have won a car, you have won a lottery, you are getting 50% discount, like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that kind of fraud, like spam emails, are coming from those unknown people, sir. Okay?
Mm.
So what you need to do, sir, once again, you need to just open up that AnyDesk application.
Yeah.
And can you see there is a numbers once again?
Yeah.
Yes. So what you need to do, you need to do the same process as you did.